WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. By this time next year, the Bryan School Board should have new attendance zones as part of approving last year's bond issue.
Consultant and former Superintendent Don Hooper received no opposition to his proposed timetable for considering new boundaries. The board was asked to think of people to appoint to small groups that will make recommendations that will be heard in town hall gatherings on school campuses.
This process is designed to take enough time to listen to everyone, because while the staff may find a direction that they think is right, someone out there could come up with a point that hasn't been considered. And that's why we go through that.
Small group meetings would begin after this November's board elections. Town halls would finish up by next April, and the board would make its decision next May. You can see the presentation on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
More changes are coming to streets in College Station's Eastgate neighborhood. The city council at its last meeting approved extending Eisenhower Street behind the shopping center that includes Barnes & Noble and Best Buy. Public Works Director Director Donald Harmon says there was considerable discussion with those attending the College Station Chinese Church at Eisenhower and Ash.
We received a couple of calls from members of the congregation of the church that's located at that intersection. Mm-hmm. We worked very diligently to improve the pedestrian walkways and pathways and a safe crossing.
The extension should be completed by the end of March next year. The council also approved rebuilding Francis Drive from Munson to Glen Haven. Construction will take place in two phases, beginning next year after Munson is rebuilt. On a related note, Munson will be closed tomorrow between Dominic and Woodland to allow for the inspection of wastewater lines. And the council also approved a ban on right turns on red lights for southbound traffic on Texas wanting to turn west on University. Police in the Twin Cities responded to 26 vehicle burglary reports on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Bryan police say at least $5,000 of property, mostly electronics and firearms, was taken in 11 break-ins, six of which involved unlocked vehicles. College Station police report most of the 15 vehicles hit had windshields smashed to gain entry, and most of the stolen property was high-end car stereo equipment. College Station police arrested a local man whose ex-fiancee says broke into their home Sunday night and took two computers and other personal property. 42-year-old Spencer Brueger is out of jail after posting a $50,000 bond. A Bryan man has been arrested for the second time in as many months. 23-year-old Restevan Anderson, who, according to jail records, was arrested last Thursday morning from an arrest last month on a charge of possessing marijuana, returned to jail Friday afternoon. Anderson was arrested for an armed robbery May 6th, where he's accused of holding up three men at the Reveille Ranch Apartments and taking more than $1,400 of electronics. As the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to decide soon on the future of Obamacare, the president said Monday the justices should not have taken up the latest court challenges to his signature health care law. That hasn't stopped multiple alternatives from being developed in the House and Senate. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who chairs the Republican Study Committee, unveiled the American Health Care Reform Act last week.
It's going to be a much more consumer-friendly program, and it will also help get costs down in this country. I'm pretty excited about it.
You can read the summary of the RSC's proposal on our website at WTAW.com. And news time is 6:08. It's 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Normandy Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home, as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Help H-E-B celebrate their 110th anniversary at the H-E-B Road Trip Rally this coming Thursday at the H-E-B Tower Point location starting at 2 p.m. Plenty of H-E-B product giveaways, ways to win, and H-E-B 110th anniversary items. See you there.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their huge tables and chairs floor model sale. Find up to 30% off. Kent needs to make room for new items arriving soon, so he's clearing his inventory and extending the savings onto you. But hurry, the sale ends soon. It's the huge tables and chairs floor model sale with savings up to 30% off going on now at Amish Furniture for Generations. And don't forget Dad this month. You can always find something special for him at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shop. Center.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Join the College Station Noon Lions Club for the annual I Love America 4th of July celebration hosted at the George Bush Library on July 4th. The museum will be open for free from 9:30 a.m. to 8:15 p.m. Live entertainment, concessions, and games for children begin at 6 p.m. The evening will culminate with a spectacular fireworks display and concert by the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Come early and bring lawn chairs, picnic baskets, and blankets. For parking information and more, visit bush41.org.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It is 6:12. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, and our weather forecast is brought to us by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Rather warm weather in the forecast again today. We'll see a decent amount of sunshine. We'll get to 90 to 95 this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy across the region tonight, lows 70 to 75. Mixture of sun and clouds for tomorrow with high temperatures between 90 and 95. Cloudy, lows near 75 tomorrow night. Looking ahead to Thursday, clouds and sunshine with highs between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Oh, the voices are finally quiet in my head.
It wasn't your head. It was bleeding through off of something I had looked at in here.
Yeah, I know what's going on.
Driving me crazy trying to figure out what's coming from.
Yeah, I was wondering there
it
for
was
a
from
second.
It was from the late night last night.
Yeah, for sure. By the way, Aggies had a very late night last night. Several of us did. Aggie baseball came up short to TCU, and you talk about a marathon of a game. 16 innings. We'll hear a little bit from that one as well as talk some of the specifics, and I know some of the Aggies probably already want to forget, but it was a great game nonetheless. Changes to the NCAA men's basketball, actually going to be changing the shot clock along with some other things to make it a little bit more appeasing, I think, or appealing maybe. There you go.
Women's hoops too.
Yeah, women's hoops too. Game three of the Stanley Cup Finals last night in Chicago. The Tampa Bay Lightning were able to get the victory over the Blackhawks, and they take a 2-1 series lead, as well as Carlos Correa, who is a big-time prospect in the Houston Astros organization. He made his first Major League start last night, so he actually got a base hit and an RBI. Talk a little bit about that and more coming up in sports.
Women's soccer won, which is awesome.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they won 3-1. I believe. Yeah, I'm the sports guy.
That is correct.
I'm the sports guy. Yeah, they won 3-1 last night.
And Rapinoe got two goals, which is kind of cool. It is 6:14, and so you think you got problems. This family in Kalamazoo, Michigan, owns a home that's right at the corner of two busy streets, and drivers keep crashing into it.
Oh.
8 times.
Jeez, about time to move.
8 times. So they erected some rocks to put up in front of it.
Nice.
That didn't work.
Oh.
I'm thinking you need bigger rocks. Just say it.
We're going to need a bigger rock.
Exactly. They've been hit 8 times. They're trying to sell the home for $120,000. Last time was at 3 o'clock Sunday morning. The guy wrecked his car, took off running. They caught him. They think he was drunk. He was popped for a whole bunch of different... Can you imagine living someplace, though, and getting almost run over 8 times?
Jeez.
I feel like the city should allow them to put up those bollards that, like, stop, you know, deuce and a halfs.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. But then, you know, you got that big ugly thing on your property, and I'm sure you know, that's great for home values, too.
I mean, a car in the front, in the living room probably doesn't help.
True. Very true. All right, gang, it is 6:15. We'll do your birthdays coming up here in just a second on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, it shows that it's doing stuff, but it's not doing stuff.
Maybe hit that button.
Hang on just a second. See, everything worked yesterday just fine. Thank you. All right, let's try this one more time.
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
How long is your summer chores list? Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year power guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends August 4th, 2015, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions and limitations apply.
News Talk 1620 WTAW with the Infomaniacs. Let Les Scott DeLucia, who has taken some time off. It's National Pet Memorial Day, Donald Duck Day, Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day, 12 days to Father's Day, 25 days to the 4th of July, and 591 days left of Hopi and Changey. This is day 160. There are 205 left.
One step at a time.
And birthdays. I'm pushing the button. Are you not
hello,
there?
Hello, hello, hello. There we go. Birthdays. I was about to say, you know why it's Donald Duck Day today? It's because it's Donald's 81st birthday today. So wow. Happy birthday, Donald Duck.
He looks great.
Yeah, he does. He looks really, I mean, he doesn't really look like he's aged a bit.
No.
Mae Whitman's turning 27, plays Amber Holt on Parenthood, star of The Duff, which I didn't watch, but, you know, it happens. Natalie Portman's turning 34. And she, boy, Natalie Portman is super duper smart, and I know a lot of people already know that. But was she graduated from Harvard, really young? After she had, I don't know, she can kind of do it all, and she looks pretty good doing it as well. Matthew Bellamy's turning 37, lead singer and songwriter for Muse. Kate Hudson and him share a child together. Teddy Bruschi's turning 42, which a lot of football fans, a lot of sports fans know who he is. Actually came back from hitting his or suffering a real bad neck injury, so was able to come back and play. Rick Renstrom is turning 44. Now, he's a guitarist who was born with arms that weren't fully formed, but he is really, really good on the guitar. So that's it's amazing what he can do. Johnny Depp's turning 52 today. So expect him to take part in 52 movies this year.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox is turning 54. His real name's Michael Andrew Fox. I did not know that.
Yes, and there was already one in the Screen Actors Guild actors list.
Yeah.
So he changed the initial.
Yeah. Michael. Yeah. So there you go. Dick Vitale's turning 76, so happy birthday, baby. And
hey, Dick Vitale.
Jackie Mason is turning 84.
No kidding.
Today. So there you go.
It is 6:18. Coming up in just a shake, we'll check the Dow for you.
Hi, are you seeing evidence of insects in your yard? Maybe brown spots or dead patches of turf? Plus, are fire ant mounds making it tough on kids and pets? Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a comprehensive lawn insect control program that can rid your yard of turf-damaging insects and fire ants. Call ABC today for a free, no-obligation estimate and information. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The economy will expand at a slower rate this year compared to expectations outlined earlier in the year, and that could push the Fed to hold off longer on raising short-term interest rates. So says the latest survey by the National Association for Business Economics. Economists expect GDP to grow only 2.4% this year, down from the 3.1% rate they predicted in March. Rapper Snoop Dogg is suing Pabst Brewing, saying the firm owes him money from the sale of the company and its beer line last year. In a lawsuit filed in Los Angeles, the rapper is seeking 10% of the net sales paid to Pabst for its Colt 45 malt beer line in the sale. Snoop Dogg had signed a three-year deal to endorse the beer line in 2011, and under his contract was to receive a portion of the sale of the brand if Pabst sold it before January 2016. Crude oil up 67 cents at $58.81 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are lower. And that's your money now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
With CudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because CudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. CudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And CudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get CudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to CudaSign.com.
Hi, I'm Teresa Hernandez.
And I'm Barbie Springer.
At Brenham National Bank, we have the best customers in town.
To show our thanks, please join us for lunch at our annual Customer Appreciation Day on Friday, June the 19th from 11 to 2.
We're located at the corner of Earl Rudder Freeway and Southwest Parkway in College Station. If you don't know Brenham National Bank,
come by, have lunch, and let's get acquainted.
Come for lunch Friday, June 19th, 11 to 2. Member FDIC.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:22 in your forecast. Sees a 20% chance of thunderstorms roll into the forecast, and 93 the high today. We'll keep that 20% chance of rain overnight and see an overnight low of 73. And tomorrow, same pretty much all the way through Friday, 20% chance of rain, give or take, and highs in the lower 90s. We pick up a 50% chance of rain on Saturday. At least that's what the long-term forecast is saying. Currently, the humidity 87, wind southwest at 3. It is 73 here at 6:22 on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. And the forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. To learn more, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hillary appears to be dispensing with the nationwide electoral strategy that won her husband the two terms in the White House, according to the New York Times, and brought white working class voters in great stretches of what is now known red state America to back to be Democrats. Instead, she is trying to retrace Barack Obama's more narrow path to the presidency, which is a campaign focused on mobilizing supporters in the Great Lakes states and in parts of the West and South, and on persuading undecided voters. Here's Hillary's problem. She's not Barack Obama. Barack Obama on the campaign trail had charisma. He captured a moment. It just happened.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list, drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
And now another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith.
Recently, a man decided to spare his family the expense of Father's Day. No lunches, cards, or gifts. Then he heard about amazing savings on the latest products at Golfsmith and immediately changed his mind. Besides, he could always be thrifty on another holiday, like Valentine's Day. Hurry in for savings on prior generation Titleist Pro V1s and FootJoy DNA golf shoes this Father's Day, only at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spyder line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spyder, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spyder F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spyder F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spyder, riding has evolved.
You know exercise is good for your body, but wait till you hear what it does for your mind, memory, and imagination. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
While we all know the health benefits of aerobic exercise, we're discovering more and more just how good it is for the brain as well.
No matter what age you are, aerobic exercise actually stimulates the birth of new brain cells in a key structure that I've studied for the last 20 years, important for long-term memory, and that structure is called the hippocampus.
Neuroscientist Wendy Suzuki, author of the book Healthy Brain, Happy Life.
So I didn't know about you, but I want as many brand new brain cells in the hippocampus as I can get, and aerobic exercise is the best way to do that.
The hippocampus does other things that exercise can help.
It's also involved in regulating your anxiety levels. We all know that exercise makes us feel better, less anxious, less stressed. Part of that effect is because of these effects of exercise on the hippocampus.
The hippocampus is also involved in your imagination.
We know that if you are a person that has damage to your hippocampus, you have a bad memory, but you also have a particularly difficult time imagining future scenarios that you haven't experienced before. This does not have to do with your intelligence. You're perfectly intelligent. You're able to use words, but you can't form those new kind of imaginary links. And so exercise, not only improving your memory, but it's also improving imagination.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 627. Time to check your forecast, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Rather warm weather in the forecast again today. We'll see a decent amount of sunshine. We'll get to 90 to 95 this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy across the region tonight, lows 70 to 75. Mixture of sun and clouds for tomorrow with high temperatures between 90 and 95. Clear to partly cloudy, lows near 75 tomorrow night. Looking ahead to Thursday, clouds and sunshine with highs between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Coming up, my commentary talking soccer, and especially with the Women's World Cup. We'll do that for you coming up next.
Every driver has met that guy. You know, the guy who cuts people off and doesn't care what anyone else thinks. That guy who refuses to come to a complete stop at a stop sign because he always comes first. If you've never met that guy, think about it. Maybe it's because you are that guy.
Aggressive drivers, they aren't just rude, they can be deadly. Be safe, drive smart. This message sponsored by TxDOT.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and here's my commentary brought to you by Guncor. With all the furor surrounding the World Cup, I figured as the sports guy in residence here at WTAW, it would be good for me to come up with a primer for soccer, or football, as the rest of the world calls it. I've actually been a fan for quite some time, so I'm not a bandwagon guy. But trust me when I tell you that most of the diehards think it's kind of cool when the rest of the U.S. pays attention to our little sport, even if it's just for a few minutes. So let's get you up to speed on the vernacular. Soccer is played on a pitch, not a field. It's called a match, not a game. There are no timeouts. The clock never stops. But there is extra time, or stoppage time, which is added to the end of the half or the game for the time taken to retrieve the balls or to respond to a downed player, etc. Speaking of downed players, which there are a lot of, like in American football, those injuries that are, shall we say, embellished upon are called flops, and no one likes them, unless they're helping your team. Kidding aside, they're a pain, but for some universal unknown, the governing bodies of all of the major soccer leagues will do nothing about it. So we'll move on to a clean sheet. That's a shutout for one team. And zero in soccer is not zero, it's nil. So a 0-0 tie is a nil-nil draw. And yes, they do play to a tie. No one knows why. Traditionally, soccer games have always been divided into two halves, 45 minutes apiece, unless there is aforementioned stoppage time. FIFA, which you may have heard bantied about during the World Cup, is the Fédération Internationale de Football Association. It's the international governing body. Now, those are some of the generic terms. And here are the big ones for the Yanks. In stadiums around the world, fans will do cheers or sing, much like Aggie football. The U.S. has a couple. This one you'll probably recognize.
USA! USA!
And this one is for the diehards. That's the nuts and bolts, and I hope it helps. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Shotguns, rifles, carbines, which are like AR-15s and AK-47s, knives, ammo, and tack gear, all one-stop shopping. And you can find them online, too, at gun-corps.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.
Help H-E-B celebrate their 110th anniversary at the H-E-B Road Trip Rally this coming Thursday at the H-E-B Tower Point location starting at 2 p.m. Plenty of H-E-B product giveaways, ways to win, and H-E-B 110th anniversary items. See you there.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MaraEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Last November's approval of a $132 million bond issue in the Bryan School District also meant ending elementary school at fourth grade, creating fifth and sixth grade intermediate schools, and seventh and eighth grade middle schools. Last night, the school board started the process of approving new attendance zones by May of next year.
Consultant Don Hooper, a retired superintendent, pointed out it's the first change in the boundaries of Bryan Elementary Schools in 17 years.
Whenever a community of people, along with its elected officials and its appointed administrators, go through a process together and take the time to listen and to consider, and then still get to a point you have to make some hard decisions, at least it hasn't been something that they were disengaged from or disenfranchised.
One tweak to Dr. Hooper's presentation, which will be shared with small groups appointed by the board, then with the public during town hall meetings next year. Instead of listing 13 parameters for changing boundaries, it'll be 13 considerations, something supported by Superintendent Tommy Wallace.
Parameters sounds like we've already got something set in stone. The only thing that we have at this point is what we told the voters that we were going to reconfigure, which means that, you know, we will be moving Mary Catherine Harris over to Doma. So that means that one of our elementary schools will be closed.
Online at WTAW.com, you can read the list, along with the rest of the presentation given to the board. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station City Council has approved two more street projects in the Eastgate neighborhood, which is south of University and east of Texas. One is extending Eisenhower Street from Ash to Lincoln behind Best Buy and Barnes & Noble. Public Works Director Donald Harmon says the project also includes improving how pedestrians navigate the intersection of Eisenhower and Ash by the College Station Chinese Church.
Because that intersection just by geometry is slightly offset, and so it's really been a difficult task for the consultant to fit in the existing right-of-way provide for the pedestrian facilities as well as extending the roadway.
Construction is expected to be completed by the end of March next year. Also approved was rebuilding Francis Drive from Glen Haven to Munson. Construction won't start until Munson is rebuilt, which will be sometime next year. There are two other traffic advisories in that area. Munson will be closed tomorrow between Woodland and Dominick because wastewater lines will be inspected, and the council has approved banning right turns on red lights for southbound traffic on Texas wanting to turn west on University. Freedom was short for a Bryan man who's back in the Brazos County Jail. Bryan police arrested 23-year-old Restevan Anderson for a May 6th armed robbery at the Reveille Ranch Apartments. Anderson is accused of taking more than $1,400 of electronics at gunpoint from three men. Anderson returned to jail Friday afternoon after he was released Thursday morning from a prior arrest for possessing a personal use quantity of marijuana. Police in Bryan and College Station received a combined 32 burglary reports on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 26 involved vehicles. Most of the 15 vehicles hit in College Station were in the area of Harvey and Dartmouth. Most had windshields smashed to gain entry, and most of the stolen property was high-end car stereo components. In Bryan, 6 of 11 vehicles were unlocked. More than $5,000 in property was taken there. Bryan police are also looking into break-ins at four homes and one business where more than $13,000 of items were taken. All but one involved forced entry. And a College Station man is out of jail after posting a $50,000 bond following his arrest Sunday night for breaking into his ex-fiancee's house. The victim told investigators, according to the arrest report, that 42-year-old Spencer Brueger went through every drawer in her house and took two computers and other personal belongings. The search for loved ones in lost in floodwaters in Hays County has come to this. Families are begging for help.
Alan Daniel is desperate for help.
We're still about finding people. And so we need the very specific targeted assets that are used in search and rescue.
His family and two other families say they need the public's help and FEMA's help. Their loved ones were lost when floodwaters washed away a house they were in down a river on Memorial Day. They've set up a website for those wanting to help. It is WimberleyTXRescue.com. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
Among the topics addressed from President Obama as a European summit wrapped up yesterday was the Affordable Care Act. That's as the U.S. Supreme Court nears a decision whether to rule if Obamacare is legal. Multiple replacements are being drafted in the House and Senate. One idea was unveiled last week by the Republican Study Committee, chaired by Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
Deals with a patient-centered solution that uses free market principles.
Flores says if Obamacare goes away, it makes sense to build a transition plan to take care of 7 million people who received subsidies.
But that's the practical issue, is that we as Republicans, whether we like it or not, are likely going to have to build a transition so that these folks don't lose their subsidies until you have a free market plan in place, which will candidly take 18 to 24 months.
Obama told reporters in Germany that the Supreme Court probably should not have taken up the latest challenges to his signature health care law. On our website at WTAW.com, you can read the summary of the RSC's proposal titled The American Health Care Reform Act. WTAW News Time, it's going to be 6:38, 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
All right, the heat is starting to settle in, and that means that there are going to be things getting into your house. We're not talking your kids. With warmer temps, bugs are beginning to thrive. Maybe ants or roaches or fleas or spiders. And you've got two choices. You can buy some stuff at the grocery store, spray away, and cross your fingers and hope it works, or you can call a professional. And here in the Brazos Valley, we're very lucky because we've got ABC Home and Commercial Services. Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81, and ABC are legendary. They've been treating homes for over 60 years as a family business. They'll design a program for your home after listening to your input. Then they'll treat your home to get rid of the bugs, and they'll keep you on a schedule to get your home treated regularly. And in the meantime, between those visits, if you see a bug, give them a call. They will come right over. And remember, lawn mowing season's here too, so give them a call if you need help there. 361-0500. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Come on down, Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
It's the HEB Road Rally this Thursday at the HEB Tower Point location in College Station. Explore the HEB Interactive Mobile Museum, where you can learn about HEB values, their history, the HEB brand, their formats, HEB products, HEB communities, and the HEB family of employees. Free samples of HEB products, including HEB Primo Picks and 110th Anniversary swag items. Plus, the HEB Creamy Creations trailer and soda truck have free summertime samples. Join us Thursday starting at 2 p.m. at HEB Tower Point as we celebrate HEB's 110th Anniversary at the HEB Road Rally.
Texas Document Solutions.
Mark Hanna is general manager of Hanna Chevrolet, an 80-year-old family-owned dealership in Austin and a customer of Texas Document Solutions for many, many years.
We make a lot of copies. We have a lot of printing needs, and it really puts a damper in our business when we can't do that.
Texas Document Solutions, a Texas Pride employee-owned company with no 800 numbers.
The responsiveness and the quality of the equipment has been wonderful. It's really nice to know that there's someone we can count on.
They put you in charge.
There's a lot of things I have to worry about in my position, and this is not one of them.
And the benefit?
It helps us do our business quicker, more efficiently.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp Document Solutions. Sharp.
Texas Document Solutions brings us ideas to improve the way we do our business.
That's why they're called a Texas Pride Company. Call 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 642, excuse me. Time to take a look at our forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. To learn more about the Anchor Advantage, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure stays in control of our weather here in our portion of Texas. It's going to be warm today. All that sunshine we'll see will lead to highs of 90 to 95 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. For tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures will be up to 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows near 75. Sun and clouds on Thursday, highs Thursday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie baseball suffered a tough loss last night to TCU. 16-inning game marathon. I say last night, I really mean this morning.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that a little bit here coming up in sports, as well as U.S. women's soccer's win in the Women's World Cup yesterday against Australia. They got the victory as well in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night in Chicago. All that more coming up in sports.
Women's soccer team coming out of the group of death.
There you go. Always coming out of the group.
That's what it's called. They every year one of the groups that they start, men's or women's World Cup, gets the draw of the better teams, and that's the group of death.
Well, I know that the men's apparently that you know the last time that they played the World Cup, which was last summer, that's what they were saying about it. So
they said that the Americans got the same draw. Coincidence? I don't think so. They don't like us. It is, speaking of not being liked, President Obama's in all kinds of trouble in the G7 summit.
Yeah.
My goodness. Put his foot in it with the I think it was the Iraqi.
The Prime Minister.
Prime Minister.
Just, I saw that video.
Just ignored him.
Oh, man. Totally avoiding eye contact. Maybe he'll go away. All the while leaning over at what's the
Italian,
IMF.
Was it IMF?
Yes. International Monetary. Yeah. I can't remember her name.
I think she's from Italy, though.
Probably so.
But yeah, I saw that. It completely blew it off. Well, here's what broke down at the G7 summit during the press conferences that never have anything to do with the G7 summit in Germany. The U.S. Supreme, one of the questions we're asked about the U.S. Supreme Court and the Affordable Care Act. This shouldn't be an easy case. Frankly, I shouldn't have to be talking about this, end quote, President Obama. Asked what his plan is if the court ruled against the key language in the law, added, I'm not going into long speculations, anticipating disaster. I think it's important for us to move ahead, assuming the Supreme Court will do what most legal scholars think they're going to do.
Well, since he had to take his lumps on immigration, I'm pretty sure he doesn't want to take a strong stand on any other legal action for anything he's proposed.
He also talked about that with his executive order. Quote, we will continue to push as hard as we can on all fronts to fix a broken immigration system administratively. Added that an immigration reform will likely be a major topic of the 2016, oh, you think, presidential campaign. Now, he did get a win yesterday, though. U.S. Supreme Court and the justices voted 6-3 to strike down a law allowing American citizens, Americans born in Jerusalem to have Israel listed on their passport as their country of birth, saying that law encroached on the president's exclusive power to recognize foreign governments.
Separation of powers, a win's a win.
Yep, I would give him that one. And then the whole quote with him saying that our strategy in Iraq isn't complete yet. I will promise you they've got seven different plans in the Pentagon, at least. Just say it. How could it not be complete?
I mean, we're playing a JV team. Statue of Liberty should work out pretty well.
I would agree wholeheartedly. But at the Pentagon, they have plans for making plans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Upon plans, upon plans.
Exactly. That just goes on ad infinitum. To say we don't have one is dumb. Just my humble opine. 6:46, Sid's Plant Talk, Texas Time, now brought to us by Producers Co-op. We'll get to Zach Sports here in just a shake.
Every once in a while, we gardeners need to step back and take a detailed look at exactly where we are in respect to the use and potential abuse of gardening pesticides. Unless you're an astute investigator, there probably are some things that will surprise you. Let's list some facts and try to map a sound approach to the control of insects, diseases, weeds, and other gardening pests. As we do, however, let's agree to approach things with open minds as we try to bring reason to what has become a somewhat confusing situation. The prudent use of pesticides after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. First, we need to define our term of pesticides. Break it into the components. It's plainly obvious that a pesticide is something that kills pests. In a horticultural sense, we reserve it for some type of spray or dust or wettable powder, bait, granule, or aerosol that will suppress or eliminate a local population of the pests. Remember that no distinction has been made to this point as to whether the pesticide was inorganic or organic. We haven't even said anything about its being chemical. That's because all pesticides are chemicals. As such, all pesticides, be they organic or inorganic, will have their own chemical properties. Some will kill on contact. Others will be systemic. Some will have longer residual action. Some will be safer than others for use near humans. In fact, you simply won't be able to assume that an organic chemical will be safer than an inorganic one. Fact is, there are dozens of examples where that isn't the case. You need to ask questions and read the product's labels implicitly. In fact, this would probably be a good time to explain the labels of insecticides, fungicides, nematicides, herbicides, and other pest control products. Those labels represent tens of millions of dollars worth of product research. The federals require that extensive testing before a product can be legally labeled for consumer or commercial use be conducted. It's usually done through land-grant universities. It's repeatable, documented testing. You know the results, you can predict the results. If you come across a product that lacks any of the critical informational elements, move on to another product. It needs to say the rates of application, plants which can be treated, and potential problems and emergency steps should an accident occur. You want to start with resistant plants. Choose varieties of flowers and vegetables and shrubs and trees that have been selected or hybridized to withstand problems. Keep your plants as healthy and vigorous as you can by fertilizing and watering regularly. Use mechanical means of eliminating or preventing pest invasion wherever you can. Biological controls are increasingly available, things like Bacillus thuringiensis, for example. And finally, use commercially prepared pesticides where you have to. First organic, then inorganic. Just go with the safest, such to say. I'm Neil Sperry. Ornamental grasses in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. A game for the ages took place last night between Fighting Texas Aggie Baseball and TCU in Game 3 of the NCAA Super Regionals. Down 4-2 in the top of the ninth, the Aggs were able to rally and score two runs to tie it up. After TCU was kept off the board in the bottom half of the inning, the game went into extras. The Aggs got into trouble several times, but were always able to come out unscathed until the bottom of the 16th.
Chopper, stabbed and dropped. They'll send the runner home. The throw to the plate gets away, and TCU is going to Omaha.
That audio is courtesy of ESPN. Ronnie Gideon had a hard time handling a chopper at third, and his throw home bounced past Michael Barish as TCU walked it off 5-4. It was the second longest game in NCAA Super Regional history by innings-wise, with the final play coming almost 6 hours after first pitch. Here's Coach Rob Childress after the marathon.
Well, just like yesterday, if you're a baseball fan, you couldn't have asked for anything more. Game 3 of a Super Regional, get to Omaha, goes 16 innings, and, you know, just breaks my heart that it had to end the way it did, but, certainly had some opportunities early in the first and the third. We're not able to get them in, and then it's game on, and, you know, both pitching staffs did an amazing job, and, you know, congratulations to TCU. They put the pressure on us, put a ball in play, and, you know, they're going to Omaha.
Now, the Maroon and White definitely had their chances at the plate. They went 2-for-23 with men on base. They wrap up their year at 50-14, while the Horned Frogs improved to 50-13. They'll take on LSU in the World Series this Sunday in Omaha. Now, along with TCU and LSU, other teams that are traveling to the series are Virginia, Arkansas, Miami, Florida, Vanderbilt, and Cal State Fullerton. The NCAA's Playing Rules Oversight Panel has approved several changes in men's basketball, including reducing the shot clock from 35 to 30 seconds. The number of timeouts in the second half has also been cut from 4 to 3, and any TO called within 30 seconds of a media timeout will be used as the scheduled break. The U.S. has won the opener of its Women's World Cup schedule. Megan Rapinoe scored twice, and Kristen Press provided the game winner as the Americans beat Australia 3-1 in Winnipeg. U.S. star forward Alex Morgan didn't start as she continues to recover from a bone bruise in her left knee. She entered in the 79th minute, her first game action since April 11th. The U.S. next plays Sweden on Friday. The Swedes earned a 3-3 tie with Nigeria earlier Monday. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals took place last night in Chicago.
3-2 developing across the blue line left circle. Hedman, watch the left corner in front. Score! Puckhead! Puckhead! 3-2 Lightning with 3:11 left. What a play by Victor Hedman!
And that'd be your game winner as the Tampa Bay Lightning held on to edge the Chicago Blackhawks 3-2 and take a 2-1 series lead. Ben Bishop stopped 36 shots for Tampa, who will take on the Hawks tomorrow night in Chicago. Now, speaking of the Windy City, that's where heralded Astros prospect Carlos Correa made his Major League debut last night.
The 1-0, and it's grounded into the hole. There's Alexi Ramirez. Long throw to first base, and it's in
time. They're going to have to challenge that one.
And it looks like Correa beat it out. And that's what it's going to be. First hit for Carlos Correa. And we have a 1-1 ball game.
The 20-year-old shortstop finished the night 1-for-4 with an RBI, but the Astros still fell short to the White Sox 3-1. Lance McCullers was saddled with a hard luck loss, surrendering 3 runs in 7 innings while striking out 7. Houston will look to break out of its 5-game slump tonight when it visits Chicago again at 7:10. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7. Now the Texas Rangers will be on the road as well, visiting the A's in Oakland. First pitch for that one is at 9:05, with coverage joining Progress on the Zone. And sticking with the big leagues, the MLB amateur draft was held last night. Vanderbilt shortstop Dansby Swanson was taken first overall by Arizona, and the Astros chose LSU shortstop Alex Bregman with the number 2 pick. The Texas Rangers, who had the 4th overall selection, went the college route by getting UC Santa Barbara hurler Dylan Tate. Houston, which also had the 5th pick in the first round, went to the high school ranks to grab outfielder Kyle Tucker from Tampa Bay, Florida. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is set for this evening in Cleveland. Both games of the series have gone into overtime, with the Golden State taking Game 1 and Cleveland winning Game 2. Tip-off is set for 8 p.m. in Cleveland. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Tegeler.
Thank you, Zach. We're coming directly out of sports, so this is rather fitting. A lot of folks really gearing up and getting ready for football season. I know it's the middle of summer, but around these parts, that's kind of the important one, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Little recap of last year. Alabama beat Arkansas, and Arkansas fired their coach. Alabama beat Tennessee, and Tennessee fired their coach. Alabama beat Auburn, and Auburn fired their coach. Alabama beat Notre Dame, and the Pope resigned. How do we get Alabama to pay the White House?
Being a veteran is all about selfless service, respect, and honor. At Hartman Realty Group, we apply those same principles to helping our veteran clients find the perfect homes. I'm William Hartman. After serving 2 tours in Iraq, I discovered the true meaning of the word home. When I was ready to buy my home, I knew the Brazos Valley was the right place for my family and my real estate company. From day one, I made a personal commitment to helping those who served in the military. These people risk everything to protect our homes. But few of them are aware of the many veteran-based loan programs available for their home buying experience. My team specializes in accessing these real estate tools created exclusively for veterans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired military, we consider it a privilege to serve you.
Get the conversation started today. Simply visit HartmanBCS.com.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist.
Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check.
Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes.
Estimated savings of $100?
Check.
We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Dr. Drew Johnson is with us. Doctor, I've heard you say that 90% of women who take thyroid hormones will fail to feel normal. Now, that's kind of a scary number. Tell me what that means.
That means that there's many different causes for thyroid symptoms, and they're only being treated one way. If you don't know the real cause, you really can't treat it.
So if you have a thyroid problem, or think you do, you have an educational seminar coming up for that?
Absolutely. And at that seminar, we're going to discuss the multiple causes of the hypothyroid symptoms and what missing labs are needed to identify the problem and why simply taking thyroid medication may not impact your condition at all.
Now, space is limited?
Space is limited. We're trying to limit it to 25. 25-